online at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live kicking off hour number two. We're here to talk to you about anything you want. It's the live Saturday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts, over 16,000 posts to surf around through. Very near the 500 user mark, and a lot of fun action there. It's all free. It's the digital playground at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. Don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information, you can call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. In case this is your first time tuning in, anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind, you bring it up. 800-259-9231. Torgo, what is this? You said something to me about over the break about a new bill that's being proposed in Washington, like a spy bill. What?
Let's see. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee chairman has introduced a legislation that would essentially draft every American into the war on drugs.
Draft?
Yeah. H.R. 1528, also named the Safe Access to Drug Treatment and Child Protection Act, would compel people to spy on their family members and neighbors and even go undercover and wear a wire if needed.
What?
If a person resisted, he or she would face mandatory incarceration.
Oh, my God.
Here's how the
I have not heard about this at all.
Yeah, here's how the spy part of this legislation works. If you witness certain drug offenses taking place or learn about them, you must report the offenses to law enforcement within 24 hours and provide full assistance in the investigation, apprehension, and prosecution of the people involved. Failure to do so would be a crime punishable by a mandatory minimum 2-year prison sentence and a maximum sentence of 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this article
gives... This is horrendous.
This article gives some examples of offenses that you would have to report to police within 24
hours.
Where
is this coming from, by the way?
Alternet. So...
Wow. Did this just... I mean, is this breaking news? Is this relatively recent, the last couple of days, where this has come forward? Because I just got the Drug Reform Coordination Network newsletter, and I didn't spot anything.
Let's see. It was posted on... What's today's date?
That is just frightening.
It was posted on Thursday.
Oh, my goodness.
So
a mandatory minimum of 2 years as a sentence if you don't, A, report that you saw something happen, or, B, after you've reported, refuse to actually help the authorities bust the person.
Right.
That is disgusting, and it is un-American, and I cannot believe that this country has fallen so far. It is just I'm constantly amazed at what is coming down the pipe as far as the tyranny in this country.
Well, here, listen to this. This is the best part.
It gets worse, huh?
Let's see. Here are some examples of offenses that you have to report to police within 24 hours. Let's say you find out that your brother, who has children, has recently bought a small amount of marijuana to share it with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's an offense that you would need to report. Or go to prison for 2 years.
For 2 years, mandatory minimum.
Yep. You discover that your son gave his college roommate a marijuana joint. Or
rat out your own family members.
Or you learn that your daughter asked her boyfriend to find her some drugs, even though they're both in treatment.
You know, I'm not normally a violent person, but thugs like this, I would not shed a tear if I saw his brain splattered against a wall somewhere.
Yeah, here we go. In each of these cases that I just mentioned, you would have to report the relative to the police within 24 hours. Taking time to talk to your relative about treatment instead of just calling the police immediately could land you in jail.
Is this Nazi Germany? Is this? Rat out your friends, rat out your neighbors. It's your duty as a good citizen to rat on everybody else. That's the message here.
Pretty much, yeah. Perfect, right here. In addition to turning family member against family member, the legislation could also put many Americans in danger by forcing them to go undercover to gain evidence against strangers. Even if the language that forces every American to become a de facto law enforcement agent is taken out, The bill would still impose draconian sentences on college students, mothers, people in drug treatment, and others with substance abuse problems.
They just don't get it. After decades of this war on drugs, this crazy war on drugs, after decades of it failing, after decades of pouring more tax dollars into police enforcement and searches and destroying our constitutional, our protected rights, after all this time, they're still trying to point more guns at people. They're still trying to use force on people to stop them from using drugs. And it will never stop, even if everyone is deputized into a sheriff or whatever in regards to this war on drugs.
And even so, it still expands above and beyond that, because this is another thing that will come into place because of this bill. Despite growing opposition to mandatory minimum sentences from civil rights groups, the bill eliminates federal judges' ability to give sentences below the minimum recommended by federal sentencing guidelines. This creates a mandatory minimum sentence for all federal offenses, drug-related or not.
Whoa.
Yep. It also establishes...
Why do you even have judges, then? Why not just have some sort of automated machine just dole out sentences?
I think that's what we're working towards.
Yeah. I think so, too.
That's
nice. Frightening.
I'll write that software, though. It'd be a cash cow.
I've been talking with a few socialists, a few ignorant socialists over the internet here recently, and one of them is getting all uppity because I use the term un-American. And he's basically saying, well, who elected you, the arbiter of things that are are not American? How is it that I get to make that decision whether or not something is un-American? Well, I am an American, and I have some sort of semblance of an idea of what this country was founded upon. The concepts, the reasons why this country is here, you know, the whole idea of let's get away from the big government in Europe or the big government in Britain and strike out on our own, that kind of idea. We don't like being told what to do, etc. I think that I'm just as qualified as any other American to label something un-American.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And this right here is categorically un-American. This is about as Nazi-esque as it can get.
Oh, yeah, this is... The other penalties that this thing imposes are ridiculous, too.
Okay.
New penalties for a variety of nonviolent drug offenses, including 5 years for anyone who passes a marijuana joint at a party to someone who, at some point in his or her life, has been in drug treatment. If you provide drugs in any form to anyone who has ever been in any kind of drug treatment...
Right.
Minimum 5 years.
Right. Yeah, and so you're supposed to just know that. I mean, you're supposed to just figure, you just know who you, if you're at a party or whatever, you just happen to, you have to ask everybody as they come in the door if they've been in drug treatment before just so you can avoid the 5-year prison sentence.
If you have children, regardless of whether or not your children are with you, if you have children and you commit certain drug offenses,
like smoking marijuana,
10 years.
10 years?
10 years.
This is nuts. This is so insane. We, right now, in this country, we reported on this probably last month, that we're the number one country in the world for incarceration rate of our people. We have the most people in prison of any country in the world, and it's most per capita, not just because we're a big country. But we are the most imprisoning. We're like prison happy. We just love throwing our friends and family in prison.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Here's my favorite one. This is the last one. If you know someone who's in drug treatment, if you ask someone who is in a drug treatment program to get drugs for you,
mm-hmm.
5 years. 5 years in prison. If you were in drug treatment, and I knew you were in drug treatment, so I knew you had contacts in there, and I asked you to get me something, whether you got it or not, the fact that I asked you to get it for me while you're in treatment, 5 years in prison.
Right. And, of course, the only way you would get 5 years in prison is if it was some sort of some sort of sting. So this is what we need. We need
family
members running stings on one another.
If I asked you for drugs while you were in treatment, and you didn't report the fact that I asked you, you'd go for two.
Exactly. This is a little disturbing. We want to hear from you. What do you think? Is there anybody out there that thinks this is a good idea besides this idiot that put it forward? What's his name? Who is it? Let's name names here.
This is James Sensenbrenner.
He's been the person who's constructed a few, very, quite a few anti-freedom pieces of legislation. He's trying to bring it, I guess, to the House floor. Is he a senator or a representative?
Yeah, he's the U.S. House Judiciary Committee chairman, so he is a...
Not good.
A congressman from Wisconsin.
We got more details on the way. If you got thoughts, if you're for this idea, everybody ratting everyone else out, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, M.D.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We're live. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
You can, of course, join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the archive section we've got there, last 6 days, right there on the front page of the site. As you scroll down through there, you'll find some voting links. Since we give you our archives for free, all we do is ask that you go vote for us at some great websites like podtower.com. So go and check that out at freetalklive.com. Free archives, everything there is on the house. We're talking about a very disturbing bill that Representative James Sensenbrenner, who apparently is just a dirtball scumbag, has introduced. And the point of this bill is to crack down on those druggies. He's going to really put a stop. He's going to put a stop to the to all the drug use in America with one piece of legislation, one fell swoop, and it will all be over. All we have to do is pass this law, Torgo, and that's it. End of the war on drugs. The war on drugs will be over. Everybody will stop taking drugs because what the purpose of this law is to get it so everybody rats out everybody else. So everybody is so afraid of everyone else around them that they'll feel like they have to rat them out. And what we're talking about here are just totally draconian penalties for the most asinine of things.
Oh, yeah.
For instance, Johnson sent me the text of this actual law. It is called, just a recap, it's called Defending America's Most Vulnerable, Safe Access to Drug Treatment and Child Protection Act of 2005.
Right.
He's defending the vulnerable. Well, here's one of the things. Here's one of the first things it says here. Except to the extent of a greater minimum sentence is otherwise provided by this title. So that means that unless there's a worse penalty somewhere else in here,
right,
here's
unless,
this penalty.
Unless there's a guideline that already says that you should get more punishment than this.
Right, here's the minimum punishment for... Let's see. Okay. If you violate the title, meaning sell drugs, use drugs, something like that, something related to drugs.
Right. Don't report a drug offense.
Or not reporting a drug offense. In or near the presence of a person under the age of 18 or an incompetent person or in a location in which such person resides for any period of time, like the house.
Yep.
Knowing or having reason to know that such person is present or so resides, meaning... lives sometimes in that house, shall be sentenced to a term of imprisonment which may not be less than 5 years. Or more than life.
Right.
That's for translation. If I come to your house, Torgo, and you've got kids.
Yep, and my kids aren't there.
They're at school.
I don't even have custody of my kids. I get them every other weekend.
Right. If I come to your house and you sell me some marijuana, or I sell you some marijuana... Then, and neither of us rat on one another, then we're both in violation of this particular act.
Yep.
We both could face a 5-year term in prison because we just did a drug deal in a place where a child resides, resides for any period of time. So
that's why I said if I don't have custody and, you know, I only have them 4 days a month, they live there.
That is so broad, though, Torgo, that it means that pretty much anywhere. A person resides for any period of time. Couldn't you reside at the mall for a period of time? Couldn't you reside at a playground for a certain period of time? Or walking down a sidewalk for a certain period of time?
No, that none of those places would be considered a residence.
Reside. Okay, yeah. All right, fair enough.
Any place where you make your home for any period of time.
Got it. So hotel.
Yeah.
No hotels. No more drug deals in hotels, I guess. Because there could have been kids in that room at some period of time in
sure.
the past or in the future. This is just so asinine. Can't you just leave people alone? Can't you just let people live their lives how they want to live them? They're not hurting anybody else. Look, the people that are going to be doing drugs are going to do them around their kids, whether you like it or not. And putting these people in jail, I've known plenty of them. I've known plenty of parents. You mentioned on a show recently that you've got 5 or 6 people that you work with that are parents that you know smoke marijuana.
Yep.
Oh, if this passes, you'll be in violation.
Oh, well, yeah, as long as... Well, I know they have.
Right.
I just have to know, you know, if I hear that they've done it.
You just have to put your fingers in your ears.
Right,
and
yeah,
not
exactly.
Listen. Go la 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 and not listen.
I think I'll just have to not understand. I'll not speak their language.
Right. I don't know, hablo inglés.
Right, exactly.
Okay?
Okay.
So yeah, you would be in violation if you heard them talking about how they were smoking marijuana the night before. Lots of parents have smoked marijuana. We've seen the studies here on this show. Over 47%, maybe even over 50% of parents have admitted to smoking marijuana in the past. So are we going to lock up 50% of America? Are we going to throw everybody in prison? Is that going to make everyone get better? Is that going to make this country great again? If everybody who has ever smoked a joint in their life is thrown in jail? George Bush, for instance?
You know what I want? I want this bill to get passed. Let me explain this. I want this bill to get passed, and I want people to start obeying it, because I want the police to try and arrest everyone that anyone in this country knows who uses marijuana. I want them, because Basically, everyone who uses marijuana at that point would get reported, because everyone who smokes weed knows at least one person who is aware of the fact that they smoke it.
Right.
So I want everyone to start following this law, because I want the cops to try to arrest every pot smoker in
this
country.
You want to flood them. You want to flood them.
Exactly. I want them to try and just cope with that.
Well, you know, that was always kind of one of my ideas as far as civil disobedience. There's a lot of civil disobedience going on up in New Hampshire these days as part of the some of the Free State Project members that have moved in there. I always had thought of the idea of, let's just have some marijuana smokers stand up for it. Have 100 marijuana smokers go down to the police department in their particular city, and every single one of them pull out a joint right out in front of the place and light it up. Let them book 100 different people from all walks of life. Doctors, lawyers, people who probably work in the police department. People from everywhere.
I doubt you'd get anyone who worked in the police department to go with you on that.
But I can tell you there are people that work for the police department that smoke marijuana.
Oh, I'm well aware of that. Yeah, what's going to happen is the cops will have to arrest everyone who's doing it, including other cops.
Yep.
So, which means they're going to have to reduce their numbers by half if the statistics are right.
Yep.
So, yeah, let's just see them try and handle that. I want to have this happen so that there's no way for them to be able to do anything other than just look at it and go, okay, well, maybe this isn't so bad. Maybe people should be allowed to do this, because I guess it's not really destroying the fabric of existence the way we thought it was.
Yeah, it's not destroying the fabric of existence up in Alaska, where right now it is fully legal for people to possess, I believe, at least three-quarters of a... I think it's about three-quarters of a pound of marijuana.
Three-quarters of a pound?
I think. Again, that's off the top of my
head. I thought you were going to say three-quarters of an ounce.
Maybe three-quarters of an ounce. It's a large amount. I mean, it's a significant amount that is fully legal right now in Alaska. And the world is not crumbling there. Neither is it in the Netherlands, where it's semi-legal there as well. Nor is it in Canada, where it's becoming more legalized. This is just utter insanity. We're totally nuts as a country. This government. How do you keep voting for these people? Are you just not paying any attention, America, to people like James Sensenbrenner, this scumbag who thinks that he can solve the problems? He has seen the problem with America, and it's that we're not ratting on each other often enough. So, and I like where you're coming from on your idea, Torgo, with everybody turning everybody else in so the system is overloaded.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I don't think it would actually work that way.
No, I know that.
Because there's still opportunities for people to turn people in today, and they don't do it. So odds are they wouldn't do it after this was passed. It just would give them another way to lay on mandatory minimums on people that they did happen to stumble across.
Yeah, the only reason I want this to happen is because I want this thing to start trying to overload federal prison.
Yeah, this is sick. This is really twisted. If anybody supports this, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we got, kind of related, some corrupt cop stories coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com. or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. Or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. If you want, hijack them. 800-259-9231. If you don't want to, then we'll talk about what we want. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
The live Saturday night edition. That's right. We're actually here in studio till 10 o'clock Eastern time, taking your calls about whatever's on your mind. I really, really want to hear from somebody who thinks that this new law is a great idea. Can you recap it, Torgo?
Yeah, no problem. It's...
Because this deserves to be talked about. This is frightening.
Okay, it is the Safe Access to Drug Treatment and Child Protection Act, proposed by U.S. Representative James Sensenbrenner. Here's the way this thing works. If you are an American citizen and you are aware of certain drug offenses taking place, such as anyone in drug treatment trying to gain access to drugs, mm-hmm. anyone trying to gain access or using drugs in a place where children live, whether or not the children are there, just the fact that children right. live there. If you don't report these things, if you know about them and you don't report them within 24 hours,
snitch, rat, those
yep.
are the other words for report.
Mandatory federal prison time.
Mandatory 2 years. Minimum.
Mandatory minimum 2 years, maximum 10.
Mm-hmm. And it gets worse from there.
Yep. Let's say, for example, you are at a party with someone. And that person has been in drug treatment in the past.
Right, which a lot of people have because the government mandates it.
Drug treatment is part of sentencing.
The government loves to pull out, the anti-drug people in the government loves to pull out statistics saying, look at all these marijuana smokers in drug treatment. There must be something terrible about marijuana for all these people to be checked into drug treatment, as though marijuana smokers are just voluntarily checking themselves into drug treatment clinics. No, that's not the case. They're being forced to do it by court order because they got caught with pot in their car. They're just normal people. They have jobs. They are productive citizens. They happen to get pulled over, foolishly consented to a search, got busted for having some pot, and then the court says, we'll go easy on you. We'll just give you treatment instead of prison. That's
right.
Why there's a lot of marijuana users in drug treatment centers, not because it's a bad thing necessarily.
And so you're at a party. There's a joint being passed around the party. You pass it to the guy next to you, not knowing that guy spent, 6 months in drug treatment 5 years ago. Well, guess what? You've just violated federal law by giving drugs to someone who has been involved in a drug treatment program 5 years in prison.
Plus, wouldn't everybody at the party be violating the very same law if it turns out that the people who are hosting the party have kids?
Oh, yeah.
Because if there's 20 people smoking weed at a party and the kids reside at that particular house, you've got 20 mandatory minimums right there.
Yep. All of those people, except for the parents, would get minimum 5 years. The parents, minimum 10.
Amazing. Every time we talk about the war on drugs, always ask for a pro-drug war person. They're out there. We talked to Attorney Daryl Rousson from St. Petersburg a couple months back. And we had to seek him out, though. But there must be someone listening that thinks that this is a great idea. We really need to crack down on these drug criminals. We really need to crack down on these marijuana-smoking parents. And, boy, if anything's good for a family, it's locking mommy and daddy up in jail. That's really going to help the kids, right?
Well, you got to put those kids in a program that'll raise them much better than those horrible derelict parents if theirs ever could.
Yeah, we all know how well foster parents raise kids. Baby closet, anybody? 800-259-9231.
Using Clorox wipes completely against the instructions on the label.
It is so disgusting that this is happening. And it is just a natural extension of where we've been. I get all upset about it, but this is what they do. This is what the government has been doing. They've been just becoming more and more draconian on the war on drugs. Why don't you just add to this, Mr. Sensenbrenner? Why don't you just add the death penalty for drug dealers? And that's what they do over in Thailand.
If you've ever seen drugs, you're shot in the forehead on sight.
Yeah. Or worse yet, if you say something to a kid about drugs. It is just amazing to me that this goes on in this country. He mentioned that U.S. citizens is who this applies to. This is a law for U.S. citizens. And we've kind of touched on this a few times.
Well, actually, it's not. It's for everyone in the United States. But
well, there's an argument out there that suggests that if you'd rather not be a U.S. citizen, then you don't have to be. Like, you could be a U.S. citizen. Basically, the suggestion is you can choose to be a U.S. citizen or a sovereign individual.
Okay.
So if you want to be a U.S. citizen, then you get to get a Social Security number. You get to go through all the...
There's a member of our local chapter of the Free State Project who is a sovereign individual.
That's right.
Yes. Who has brought literature about how to, you know...
emancipate yourself.
Yeah, divest yourself of your government affiliation.
Right, because when you're born, you get your birth certificate, and that's kind of like your first... foray into the world of being a U.S. citizen. Your parents then usually sign you up for the Social Security card, and that's step number two. And
well, now you get your Social Security number before you're born.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, you've already got a Social Security number when you're at the hospital. Social Security numbers are now on birth certificates.
Got it. So if you are not born into the hospital system, if you're somebody who's home birth, for instance, and they don't know about you, then technically you're not really a U.S. citizen. You're a sovereign individual. Now, I don't personally think that they can sign you up to contracts if you aren't of age, because here in America, contracts are really important. I mean, you're supposed to have the freedom to contract for whatever you want.
Actually, technically you are still a U.S. citizen. You don't have to have a Social Security number to be considered an American citizen.
Okay. But... if I don't want to be an American citizen, then can I just absolve myself of that? I have a lot of questions about this, is why I bring it up.
I'm not sure what the process would be in there, too. I know you can choose to
renounce. Because I burned my Social Security card already.
Oh, okay.
I've heard that's illegal to do in public, but I didn't know that.
Okay.
It wasn't in public.
Right. I'm keeping mine just because I work for other people, and I kind of have to have one to get a job.
Right.
So.
Well, but we might change that in the future.
Yeah, but I mean, as it stands right now, I'm holding on to mine.
Anyway, so Social Security, the system, the idea here was, the concept is, in the 14th Amendment, they created the concept of a U.S. citizen. Up until the 14th Amendment in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the word citizen doesn't appear. There's no concept of that. And so the idea is that if you are a U.S. citizen, then you have to be subject to all these silly little laws that the U.S. government passes. But if you're a sovereign individual, then you realize that you control the government. So that's the one thing that Americans have forgotten. In fact, I've got actually something that relates to this by Charlie Reese. He's a syndicated newspaper columnist called Imperial Poison. And he basically is putting forth the idea that Americans just don't remember that we control the government. Okay, yeah, plenty of Americans go out and vote, but they don't remember the fact that we created them in the first place.
Right, that's true.
We installed this system, and we can break it down if we want to. And I shouldn't have to ask everybody else for permission to opt out from this crappy deal. This is a terrible, terrible deal. We get fleeced, the politicians benefit, and their friends benefit, and they punish their enemies with all the power that they have. That's what we have. That's the short version of what government does today.
Right. Pretty much.
They point guns at people, at you and me. They take our money at gunpoint, and then they use it to further their best interests. Period.
With no one having any say as to where that money is going.
Virtually no one.
Right.
Okay, you get to vote between a Republican and a Democrat, and now and then there might be a Libertarian or a Green Party person on the ballot, but heaven forbid the news media actually speak word one about something like that. So there's no choice. Republicans, Democrats, they both want to bend you over the barrel. This is your show. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Imperial Poison. We'll tell you about it coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the number you need if you want to take control of the airwaves. And bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. There are dozens of ladies who've sent in their photos. Some of them are very nice to look at. Some of them are average, but we like them all. We think they're all special because they all listen to Free Talk Live. It's not a beauty contest. So you can be black, white, Asian, old, young, big, small.
An amputee.
We don't have any of those yet.
We need someone. Yeah, we need someone who's just like a torso. That's what we need.
The human torso. You ever see Freaks? You must have.
No, I have not.
You've not seen Freaks?
No.
If you really want to see a torso, there is actually a character in the movie Freaks named the human torso.
Oh, okay.
He's a circus freak, and he literally has no arms and no legs. And in one point in the movie, he is kind of... I don't really know how to describe how he moves. He just sort of rolls on his chest. He doesn't actually roll 360. He just kind of toddles back and forth and moves himself forward with his chest muscles.
That's
somehow
interesting.
And there's one part in it where he's doing that underneath a circus... one of those circus cars, and he's got a knife in his mouth. It's an interesting visual imagery. in that film.
That's okay. I already saw enough, you know, living torso in a movie recently when I just went and saw Star Wars. So,
like that, but a lot more real.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Like this guy really did have that disability.
Right. Yeah, really I know that in that movie, all of those people were actual circus freaks.
Okay, good. Anyway, 800-259-9231, the website freetalklive.com. Charlie Reese, a syndicated columnist, writing on lewrockwell.com, wants to talk about imperial poison. I think it's good. So here we go. Years ago, when I was not in the newspaper business, I was appointed by a governor to a state historical commission. The appointment required confirmation by the state Senate. Well, I waited as the weeks went by and heard not a word from the Senate. My wife was expecting our second child at the time, and she was very close to her due date when on a late Friday afternoon I got a call from a snotty little aide to the senator in charge, ordering me to be at the state capitol, which was 200 miles away, at 8 a.m. on the following Monday. There was no way I was going to miss my child's birth for this. I told the aide that I would not be there, and that his senator had three choices. He could submit his questions in writing, he could postpone the hearing, or he could take the appointment and stuff it up his... Well, in those days, my language was not always that of a gentleman. I told him I didn't care which choice he made, and hung up on it. I recall this little story to remind you what I fear more and more Americans have forgotten. This country belongs to the people, not to the government. Politicians, whether they are local, state, or federal, are nothing more than hired help. They're all temps at that. We hire them, and we can fire them. Their job is to serve us and not command us. And I think that is so critical. And I think that Charlie's absolutely right in that Americans bow down to the state these days. We worship these guys. The presidential inauguration this year. Perfect example.
Oh, jeez.
Perfect example of hero worship. Almost celebrity-esque status, or maybe even worse than celebrity-esque status, is bestowed upon the royalty of America, George Bush and his wife, or Bill Clinton and his wife. It's just hero worship, as though these people deserve to be worshipped. They do nothing more than enrich themselves at the cost of us. And we sit there and take it. We sit here as a country and just... Oh, what am I going to do? Vote for the Republicans or Democrats? I think that most people in America realize that that's not much of a choice. And I think that's why most people, well, I guess last year wasn't most people, but a good segment of America doesn't even bother to register to vote. There's a good chunk of Americans that don't even bother to register. I think it might actually be a majority. And then there's, of the registered voters, a good chunk of Americans that don't even bother to go vote in national elections.
Yeah. Now, I don't think it's a majority that have not registered.
I'm not sure. I don't have the statistics in front of me, but it's significant. The numbers are very significant. And if you combine those numbers with the numbers of actual registered voters that don't participate at all, you've got, I think you would have a majority at that point, of people that do not participate in, for instance, a presidential national election.
Sure. Sure. If you totaled up... as far as a majority of people who don't participate, registered and unregistered.
It basically
altogether.
Turns out to be that about 25% of America makes the decisions for the rest of them.
Right, okay, I see what you're saying.
Anyway, Charlie says, politicians have a bad habit of surrounding themselves with bootlickers and fawning little brats with more ambition than brains. This causes the politicians to inflate their egos and begin to think that they're a cut above the rest of us. Most of them are, in fact, just the south end of a northbound horse. Many of them are laughed at behind their backs by the very people who fund their campaigns. I know a man who's now a U.S. senator. He moved to my town at the age of 15. He went to college, got a law degree, came back, and established a successful law practice. He was very active in the community and served on a number of boards. Then, one day, he ran for and was elected county chairman, which is the chief administrator of the county government. One of the first things that he did as county chairman was... What do you think? Maybe... built a new building, or passed some law that somebody really wanted.
I can't even imagine.
He actually hired a bodyguard and a chauffeur.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that's almost as good.
Now, why would anyone think that a man in charge of fixing potholes, running the dog pound, and presiding over interminably dull county commission meetings would be the subject of a terrorist attack, a kidnapping, or an assassination attempt? To my knowledge, no county official in the state of Florida has ever been attacked, unless it was by his wife or his mother-in-law. More coming up on Imperial Poison, how the power goes to people's heads. That's what he's talking about here. And it's a real problem, considering we just sit back and do nothing about it. America needs to wake up. This is your show, Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. If you've got comments or want to bring up whatever's on your mind, take control. Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. Or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Sign up for the updates. Check out the live streaming, the bulletin board system, the archives, and all the other stuff that we've got there. It's all free. There's no membership area. You don't have to throw out your credit card number to us. You just go and enjoy. There are a couple of registration areas like the bulletin board system, but that's all free. Just takes you a moment. At freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Dargo.
We're talking about what Charlie Reese from LouRockwell.com, syndicated columnist, calls imperial poison. The idea that when you elect somebody who's just Joe Average beforehand, just every old, everyday citizen, when you elect this person to office, it goes straight to their head, like some sort of drug. And then they have this poison where, for instance, he was talking about a guy he knows who's now a U.S. senator. He had a very successful law practice, just your regular, everyday average citizen. Then he got elected to county administrator, and first thing he did was hire a bodyguard and a chauffeur. He's lived in the same city his entire adult life and never needed a chauffeur or bodyguard before. Must be nice being able to spend money that's not yours.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, why not take the chance? to, you know, you don't normally have that opportunity to, you know, have unrestricted access to the money of your, you know, fellow man. Might as well take advantage of it.
Yeah, might as well help enrich yourself. That's exactly what it is, and it is amazing. He goes on to say, you see, too often the office inflates the ego. Many people who win public office immediately begin to think that they're much more important than they really are. They forget that the day before the election, they were just plain old Joe citizens. And they don't know one whit more than the day after the election than they did the day before. The only thing that changes is the source of their paycheck. My fellow Americans, it doesn't have to be this way. There was a time when presidents and members of Congress and governors and legislators, much less local officials, acted in a perfectly normal manner. When President Harry Truman finished his term, he and his beloved Bess caught a cab, went to a train station, and then rode home just like ordinary folks.
Not bad. Good idea.
In the middle of a global war, President Franklin Roosevelt, certainly somebody who at least I'm not a fan of, he definitely was responsible for a huge increase in the size of government, but even Franklin Roosevelt didn't let it go to his head. When he was at Warm Springs, Georgia, he would often take two or three friends, drive up to the Pine Mountain area, pull over and have a picnic on the grass. He drove himself. There was no entourage of 20 armored limousines. I've watched the transition from a republic, and I might add, not only was there no entourage of 20 armored limousines, but there also was probably not a huge press corps following as well, reporting on his every move.
Yeah, probably not. Well, you know, I don't know when this switch took place. I don't know if it happened before I was born or after I was born, but at what point did it become a requirement of the office of president to be a complete media whore? I don't know. It's just, it's
ridiculous.
Well,
at some point, there wasn't much media to whore oneself out to.
Yeah, I understand that, but there's always been, even during some of the earlier presidencies, you know, there was still press. You know, there were still newspapers, and then for the longest time, radio, and then newsreels before movies, and there's always been some kind of a press as long as we've had a governmental system in this country.
I don't know. That's a great question for somebody who's been paying more attention, somebody who's been around longer than we have. Finally, Charlie Reese says, I've watched the transition from a republic to an imperial power. The imperial poison has spread even to a local level. The beauty of America is this. The country still belongs to us. It's ours for the taking. Anytime enough of us can pry ourselves off of the couch and become activists. So become an activist. Call in, toll free 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live, Hour 3 on the way.